World Alzheimer's Day, a day on which Alzheimer's organizations around the world concentrate their efforts on raising awareness about Alzheimer's and dementia. I was looking at a statistic here that says every 68 seconds, someone develops Alzheimer's disease. And this disease is often called a family disease because the chronic stress of watching a loved one slowly decline, it really affects everyone. I spoke about my experience with my beloved mum, and I've had to have a conversation with her because, you know, she doesn't understand these sort of things. But we've got on the line the CEO of Aurea Senior Living, Barry Kagenson. Barry, thanks a lot for taking time to speak to us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. Let's get into it by firstly asking you to sort of give us a brief on what Alzheimer's is and how does it, you know, differ from dementia, or is it the same thing?
Well, Alzheimer's is a form of dementia, and dementia is a generic term for various forms of cognitive decline in the elderly, or generally in the elderly, I should say. And as you said earlier in your introduction, that cognitive decline becomes more prevalent with advancing age. So with life expectancies having increased significantly over the past 30, 50, 80 years, the prevalence, of course, of dementia worldwide has increased significantly as well.
How does it affect one's life?
So this cognitive decline that I spoke of course, results in significant impairment over time of an individual's ability to cope with activities of daily living. So things that you and I would just take for granted, like being able to find one's way around or being able to know what time it is and what day it is and how to get dressed and remembering to eat at certain times and certain meals at certain times and kind of everything that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis that we do without really thinking about over time become problematic. And then, of course, there's issues around memory itself. Mm. So, you know, forgetfulness and not remembering names, and then, of course, over time, certain words and problems of speech, et cetera, et cetera. So it manifests itself in a multitude of ways, and as you also said, it's a progressive condition. So it does get worse over time.
Would you say it's a normal part of aging, and who's prone to it?
So dementia not necessarily a normal part of aging. Not everyone develops dementia as they get older. I'm not an expert on who is prone to it, but there are certain studies that indicate that there is a genetic component. So in other words, if people in your family have had dementia, it's possible that you're more likely to develop dementia at some point in time. But it's certainly not a fait accompli. It's not guaranteed. So I think there are risk factors. Certainly, as one gets older, there are certain environmental factors that have been shown to slow the progression of dementia. For example, socialization. So people who are more engaged on a day-to-day basis possibly are more likely to develop dementia, and certainly the progress of dementia would be, the studies have shown that would be slowed to a degree if they are regularly socially interacting with people, if they are keeping themselves occupied, intellectually stimulated, etc., etc. And that's why it's so important for older people to engage in these social activities and these intellectual type activities. So continued learning, even something as simple as doing crosswords or Sudoku or anything that keeps your mind engaged has certain benefits.
And is there a cure, or you just manage it with medicine?
So again, I'm not a doctor, so what I can say, though, there is no cure as such at the moment. There are certain medications that do assist. But at the end of the day, people with more advanced dementia do need specific types of care. Mm-hmm. Of course, one can imagine, being able to look after someone with that type of cognitive decline when it starts affecting speech and behavior in a material way is quite challenging for families. So the important thing is to make sure that the best thing is to make sure that that person is in an environment where they can be cared for by people who are trained and skilled in taking care of people with dementia.
Let's thank you once again for coming on the show. It's a conversation we need to have on a regular basis, and I think a day like today sparks that conversation, and I'm sure we can go and find out more from medical experts. But thanks a lot for being on the show, Barry Kagenson.
Thank you.
All right, have yourself a great day. He's the CEO of Aurea Senior Living, and we're just chatting to him about Alzheimer's, World Alzheimer's Day today. This dementia is something that you don't want to experience. You don't want to see a loved one go through it, because they lose a sense of themselves, of themselves, like the memory, the coherence, and many other attributes that they would have getting to that age. I saw my dear mother going through it when she came to visit me, and I had to sit down and explain to her that, listen, I think this is what I'm seeing, therefore we need to go see a doctor. Mm. And you should have seen the shock on her face when you, because some of us, our parents are, the too black, too strong. I just keep going. And all I know is I'm annoyed. All I know is I'm angry right now. And if I don't remember things, I'll just go with what I remember. And then you look at these symptoms and you're like, listen, let's go see a doctor. And I know in some communities where a senior person, would forget where they are. They would wake up thinking they're going to, the restroom, and they'd end up sleepwalking out into the garden, because their memory is not as great. They've forgotten a certain sense about themselves. And then we turn around and we go, No, you find the senior citizen was just lost. Basically,
my grandmother, actually, I think she went through that in the last days when she was with us.
Uh-huh.
She forgot who I was.
Yeah.
And you'd swear she probably went back to a certain time in her life, because she remembers certain people.
Yeah.
When she sees them, it's like she goes back to how they looked then.
Yeah.
And she'd address them as such. But whoever came off the certain time, that was it, man.
We have to be a lot more caring and to, engage with experts to help us understand what the senior citizens are going through at the twilight of their ages and stuff. And we appreciate that discussion. It's 12 minutes to 9. We come back before we